Sean, how'd you feel about the week of practice?
I thought it was good. I mean, obviously, you know, we're getting into this portion of the season. We're getting into divisional games. You know, all of them matter, and we're playing a good team that's played well. So I thought we've had good focus, good energy. Today was good.
Did you do anything this week to counteract the average practices from last week?
No, just attention to detail. You know, all the specifics that you work on. Our schedule, you know, we're into these Sunday games. The only change is what time we're playing this Sunday.
Sean, have you seen Devin Funches evolve with them a little bit more this year, especially with Benjamin being traded?
Absolutely. You know, there's that confidence level that he and the quarterback have together. So, you know, he's playing more at one side at the X. He's certainly one of the red zone targets. He's one of the third down targets. So I think any time you see a player evolve in our league, for that matter, really any league, you know, there's one game, there's confidence, and there's another game, and then pretty soon, you know, he's playing good football, and that's a credit to him. You know, he's really doing well.
We didn't see PJ while we were out there. Is he doing something?
It'll be anything we deal with will be just on report.
Are there any other candidates to come back off an injured reserve this year?
No, Zach was the only guy that I, you know.
I have one that's off topic. Doug Marrone, there was a story on him today on how after all his victories, or maybe after all games, he eats bologna and cheese sandwiches. It's his thing.
He does?
Do you have a thing like that? Anything post-game that is a regular go-to for you?
Would be, I would always have a Coke or a Pepsi. Kind of a, it's a little bit of a vice soda, maybe a flavored soda.
Not during, not to get the caffeine boost. You have plenty of adrenaline during.
Coffee before, but it would be probably something bad for me.
And you still have the Juicy Fruit?
Has that during the game.
Stayed
yeah.
throughout?
Yeah.
When did that start?
Year one. Year one.
Yeah, as a head coach.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Did you chew other gum before you came head coach?
Yeah, it was just, I don't know why it was just, that was the pact on the, and it was like, all right, maybe after the Cleveland win, it was like, oh, we got to do it again. You know, it's that kind of thing. And then it's like, when did it start? I can't recall. Pack in the first half, pack in the second half. Keep the stick in. If you're doing well, throw it out if you're not.
What did you do in, like, overtime?
Threw it out a lot last week.
What did you do in overtime? Like, when you
I need more.
Yeah.
Overtime, more. Can't be part of it. It has to be a, Kevin has bonus pieces.
I like that.
You understand the story, really, the history of the, when we played that game against Minnesota in 09, it went to overtime. We got a compartment of gum on the sidelines. Now it's like Tupperware, bins, wintergreen, big red, spearmint, juicy fruit. That had gotten knocked over. All of the sticks, mind you, are just wrapped in silver because they're bought bulk. So, look, there's an attempt to put these back, and there's a good chance if Juicy Fruit was here and spearmint, and you might. So when Bum handed me
spearmint,
that's how that started. I didn't really use the best of language.
That's going to be part of your legacy.
There was more to that story, though. Now, when I heard it, I appreciated Bum's error.
That was in a film breakdown later to figure out what happened?
Well, once I heard it and realized what happened, I thought, well, he was just grabbing silver wrapper gum.
Did Wrigley's ever call you for an endorsement, or did the language?
No, the language kept that from being anything. Anything wholesome.
Thank you.
Would it be unusual for you to talk to a quarterback right up to the 15 seconds, even at the line of scrimmage, and maybe give him a pointer or anything like that?
Yeah. It's Drew, here we go. 21 personnel. Let's go red, right. We're going to run 22 Z and Y go. All right, alert your check down. And it's probably at 20 seconds. Now, if I send in a play with multiple options, you know, but he gets to play. Here we go.
Did you make anything of Ron Rivera saying that he thought you guys?
No. And honestly, looking at that play, he's right. I mean, you know, every once in a while when you go on the road and you're playing a real good defense that has a lot of looks, a lot of times you go through a cadence, look at it all, go through a cadence and try to, you're trying to constantly let it, and then every once in a while as a change up, you break the huddle and you get set and boom, you snap it early. And the key is that, look, you're stationary, and so there's a receiver rocking, and he's right. So, you know, it's been a point of emphasis whenever you do that, and it happened last week, actually. We got penalized. So you got to be set. You got to be set.
Is there anything you do this week to prepare for the quick turnaround?
What we did this week is move back the start time to everything, you know, for more rest in the morning, knowing that we're going to have this game, and then, well, this game was flexed to the afternoon or later schedule, and then the quick turnaround. But you know, it's going to be focuses on this game, though, and then obviously you deal with the short week next week. Thank you.
Thank you.